Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm joined on the line by Ilan Evyatar, who is an author and journalist and former editor-in-chief of the Jerusalem Report and co-author of Target Tehran. Ilan, thanks so much for joining us. Iran claims that its documents will expose Israel's nuclear program. How credible is this threat?
I guess we'll have to wait and see what they actually come up. They claim to have seized documents from an Israeli nuclear facility. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, said hinted that that was the Sorek nuclear research facility in the center of the country. And it's actually a place where the IAEA has access to. And there was some talk that they have managed to put their hands on some declassified documents. We'll have to see, obviously, what they come up with. I mean, the Iranians have been operating several spy rings in Israel. We've seen over the course of the last few months, over the last year, over a dozen cases in which Israelis were arrested for contact with Iranian agencies, with Iranian agents. This case may well be connected to Roy Mizrahi, who is one of those people who was arrested, who was an engineer. And then there was also another case in January of this year where two reserve soldiers, Yuri Eliasov, Georgi Andreev, were arrested. One of them served in an Iron Dome unit. That's the Israeli missile defense system that has so successfully shot down so many rockets over the course of the war, over the past year and a half. So obviously he would have had access to classify the information. Like I said, we'll have to wait and see what they come out with.
If they do have something, is the only way that they could have got those documents through Israelis?
I mean, they could have got those documents through Israelis. I don't think anybody, as far as I'm aware, of the people that have been arrested have had access to that kind of classified material. Obviously, they could have employed a cyber hack to gain access to the computers. I mean, those would be basically the two ways in which they could have got their hands on something. I think at the end of the day, we'll see that they may have some declassified documents or something not too important, or at least I hope that is the case.
If they were to unveil the documents, does that put to bed the ambiguity that Israel has always presented its nuclear program with? I mean, it's a very bad secret, with Israel saying that it won't comment on whether or not it has a nuclear program, but it seems like everyone knows that it does.
Well, I mean, I guess it will depend on the, you know, for example, the documents are from Sorek, as I mentioned earlier. That's a civilian nuclear research facility. It's one that the International Atomic Energy Agency has access to, and then if they have managed to access a certain textile factory in Dimona, then that would be obviously a different ball game altogether.
Ilan, with the US allowing Iran some enrichment, do you think that this compromises Israel's security? And should Israel act unilaterally if talks fail?
Well, I mean, as yet, the US hasn't allowed Iran any measure of enrichment. Donald Trump says that he won't allow enrichment. It seems to be that what's under discussion is a consortium of Gulf countries that would enrich uranium for civilian purposes. The Iranians haven't rejected that, but what they have said is they won't accept any solution where that enrichment is not on Iranian soil, but they haven't rejected the idea of a consortium. So, you know, again, we'll have to see what actually happens there. Again, I think it's a question of, you know, how strong any possible agreement is. If an agreement satisfies Israeli demands, then I think Israel will be perfectly happy for that to happen through diplomacy. The question is, you know, will that happen? Will there be the kind of verification that Israel wants? Will there be no enrichment on Iranian soil? Will there be no possibility of re-establishing a military nuclear program at some point? Will the agreement have no time limits? So the 2015 JCPOA had time limits, which begin to expire already over the next couple of years. So that was one of Israel's major reservations with that. And then I think no agreement is reached, and Iran, as we know, has moved ever closer to perfecting all the aspects of the nuclear cycle, then yes, Israel should act unilaterally if it's left with no choice. But I think the sides are heading for an agreement. I think the U.S. very much wants this to end with an agreement. Donald Trump wants this to end with an agreement. I think the Iranians know the cost of failing to reach an agreement.
Ilan, what do you make...
to your question, yes, Israel.
No, please continue.
I said, as to your question, I mean, the main point is that if the Iranians continue on their path to a nuclear weapon, then yes, absolutely, Israel should act alone.
Iran's threats of retaliation if Israel strikes, are they bluff? And how should Israel prepare to defend itself if the scenario was to play out?
Well, no, they're not bluff. I mean, the Iranians have thousands of ballistic missiles. They have drones. They have proxies. Hezbollah has been pretty much decapitated. So I don't know if you'll see any involvement from them. But, you know, we saw in April and October 2024, how Iran conducted two major attacks, firing in total hundreds of missiles against Israel. So, yes, they have the capability. That time they weren't able to do any major damage. Israel had a coalition of countries helping it to shoot down those missiles and drones. So I would assume that that will be the kind of scenario that we'll see play out again if there is another Iranian attack.
Ilan Eviatar, former Israeli military intelligence officer, author and journalist and former editor-in-chief of the Jerusalem Report. Thank you so much for chatting with us on The Home Run.